Timmy Knutson is the 43rd Ward Alderman in Chicago. Is it fair to say that you represent one of the wealthier parts of Chicago?
I would say so, Lisa, and thank you for having me on. I think that there's, you know, a lot of privilege from the 43rd Ward, and we always try to keep that in mind as we lead.
And I think a lot of people, you know, haven't seen ICE activity in their neighborhood. They always thought, well, it's on the south side, it's on the west side, it's Little Village, yeah. It's Pilsen. You found it smack dab in your neighborhood today, didn't you?
We did. And, you know, we've been working on it for weeks. I mean, in different ways, right, for the past couple of years. So the community was ready for when this would happen. I don't think anyone thought we were immune to this. But today, in somewhat of a blitz fashion, SUVs filled with masked men started going to different locations throughout our ward, many different locations. And it's really hard to track information and get them to talk about what they're doing. But we have plenty of video and photo evidence that that it was ICE detaining people from construction sites and a couple homes.
Do you have evidence that what they did was that they behaved in any way and illegally?
So very difficult to say, right? Like it just happened. So as elected officials, we respond in letting our community know immediately what is going on, as we would with any out of the ordinary interference in our ward. ICE doesn't really talk to us or give us much information. I had one conversation in an alley where, you know, I'm an attorney. I just asked the questions, what is your intent here? What are you doing? What are you looking for? Do you have a warrant? They wouldn't interact with me. And I think that's the case. So there is this situation where we do not know precisely what they're doing, and that makes it very hard to lead.
And I understand last night outside of the Laugh Factory, it looks like the night manager was taken into custody.
I saw that video, and it's great that residents of the city are getting out their phones, taking video. That helps down the line when we need to identify who was taken and need to alert their families so their families know where they have gone. Although the Laugh Factory is not in the 43rd Ward, I did see that video and it's very unsettling. I think, you know, it's not a today issue. It's been for the last month plus that Chicagoans are in fear. There's a lot of communities that have been in fear for that amount of time of leaving their homes, of sending their kids to school, even people who might have documentation, because there are all these incidents where people with documentation have been taken and detained.
So Alderman, when kids are getting out of school and they're seeing this, the rest of their life, they're not going to forget it. We're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds who are seeing something that most of us never grew up watching.
You know, absolutely. And we just left. The reason for the timing, the call for me, we just left our local high school's pickup and departure for the weekend. And we had a ton of volunteers out really to just walk with students all the way to the train line, the Brown Line train line. And I spoke to volunteers before, and they are really prepared and they know their rights and know how to protect people. But I said, let's make this cheerful for the students. They're going into a weekend. They don't really know so much what happened today, but they will once they get to their, you know, phones and computers. And it is really jarring to hear from your principal that you have to, you know, have all activities indoors for on a beautiful day like this.
It's just jarring to me, Alderman. I'm wrestling with myself in a way here. Is I grew up through schools being told about checks and balances and the three branches of the government and all of this stuff. And it just seems as if there's no we've discovered that there's not really a check. I mean, it seems as if ICE can, and under the federal government, act with impunity, and there's nothing that can stop them. And I just want, I'm interested in what you think about that, because it's truly concerning to me.
Yeah, and that's the incredibly frustrating part. We saw that video in Roscoe Village today. ICE let out tear gas on a residential street. This comes a week, right around a week after a federal judge in Chicago said that ICE cannot arbitrarily emit tear gas. It just doesn't seem like the work that our judicial system is doing to say what's right or wrong is being listened to at all. They are acting as if they are fully above the law. They give no information and really confuse, too, our city police. Our city police are at confusion as to how to respond to ICE. Because in the situations we've seen, ICE is showing up with masks on and has weapons. That could be anybody.
Well, I guess that's my point. It's not that they're acting above the law. Perhaps they are above the law.
And that's the scary part. But, you know, I really strongly believe that they won't be above the law forever. That this is a very dark moment in American history and in Chicago history. And my hope is that, you know, people rally behind making sure that this kind of leadership that would allow this is not in place any longer.
The governor has launched an Illinois Accountability Commission to document what he says are military-style actions of the federal law enforcement people in this state. So you'll be able to post your videos at iaac.illinois.gov. As a lawyer, do you think this is what it's going to come down to once they gather all this evidence, once they've decided to move on to another city, or who knows at what point in time will this be of value? Will there be people held responsible for what is happening?
Yeah, we absolutely need to collect evidence for a potential future trial about what's going on. This evidence will be really important. And in addition to that, the evidence that we're gathering, the videos, is going to be important for families that don't know where their family member went to track down, you know, what vehicle took them and really start the path to finding where their family member is now. So it's twofold.
I was looking up constitutional law for people who are here.
And by the way, Alderman, that's a sentence I've never heard Lisa say, that she was researching constitutional
never.
Law.
Never. Like, I don't know. I thought it protected me. And we have a lot of texters who always say, they have no rights. They're in our country illegally. They have no rights. Mm. And I wanted to respond to that. And they do have a right to a hearing before deportation. That is what I have found through my research, but that doesn't seem to be happening.
Yeah, they absolutely do have rights to a hearing before deportation. And I think anytime, I mean, Americans travel places all the time. A government of our sophistication, the United States of America, should not be mistreating law-abiding human beings like this. For any reason. It is a dark moment in history on that front. We are a nation of immigrants. This isn't a new thing in the past decades, right? This is century.
It's in the Constitution.
Thing. Yeah, it's in the Constitution. So we are just turning our back on what I believe it is to be American.
It's different. I don't want to take your side or a side on this, but we historically have treated criminals better than we're treating people right now. I mean, people who we take into custody on legitimate charges are guaranteed rights and have those and a chance to exercise those rights. And that doesn't seem to be happening now. And that's where I keep going back to, will there ever be accountability if you do on those videotapes see laws broken?
Yeah, and I think it's up to us in government, right? And different branches of government, city, county, federal, to make sure that that accountability does happen.
Thank you so much for joining us. Please keep us up to date as to what's happening in your district.
Thank you for having me on. And it was a hard day for us, so I appreciate the platform to speak about it.
Thank you, Alderman.
Absolutely. Timmy Knudsen, 43rd Alderman in the city of Chicago.